Sunny, 101.3.
South Old Knights and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons ready to do battle here. Let's meet the starting lineups. First of all, for Mid-Buchanan, they'll go with Carter Campbell. He's a 6-foot junior. Ian Wajenka, Wajenka a junior at 6-foot. Jackson Savage, Savage is a senior, 5-foot 9 inches tall. Cade Brinton, a 6-foot senior. And Xander Brown, Brown is a junior, stands 6-foot tall. That's the starting five for Coach Bryce Kemper and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Now, the starters for the South Old Knights, lots of familiar names. We were calling them on the gridiron just a few days ago as they got as far as the semifinals in the state football playoffs. For South Holt, Tylen Prusman. Prusman, 5'7", and a senior. Cole Metzger, a junior at 5'6". Kate Kirch, he's a senior, 5'9". Hayes Weller, Weller, a 5'9", junior. And Kendall Noland, Noland, 5'11", and a senior. That's the five starters for Coach Colby Morris and the South Holt Knights. And, you know, one of the things, I think I mentioned this the other night, that really jumped out at me, I followed them their last five football games, watching Cole Metzger play quarterback for South Holt. I would have never believed he was only 5'6". He played much larger than that, didn't he, Cody?
He really did. He's an athletic kid. He's fast. He can jump. And that's what made him really good on the football field.
I just didn't realize that he was only 5'6". We've got time for one more 60-second break. We'll take a one-minute timeout, and then we'll be ready for the opening tip-off. After this one-minute break, you're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri has been a family-owned business for more than 30 years. They carry the largest inventory of corrugated plastic drainage tubing, fittings, and supplies in the Midwest. Plus, they're a large volume dealer of corrugated and smooth wall polyurethane pipe, PVC, and corrugated pipe and plastic IC welders. They custom fabricate drop inlets, hoods, baffles, and special size risers too. For drainage supplies, see Scheib Drainage Products of Oregon, Missouri.
Allen and the staff at Yoakum Service on East 2nd in Mound City would like to wish the Mound City Panthers success in today's game. The Mound City Panthers and Yoakum Service are two winning teams. Farmers, in order to have a great growing season, team up with Yoakum Service. They have the chemicals to keep your crops healthy and the fertilizer to produce a record crop. Yoakum Service. See them in Mound City today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
All right, Northwest Missouri, scoot up there close to your radio or your computer, laptop, desktop, on whatever device you might be listening to us tonight. Of course, this game coming to you live on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM in Falls City, Nebraska. Also online at mscsports.net. All you have to do is click on Listen Live and select KLZA from the drop-down menu, and you can listen free of charge anywhere around the country. This is the time, Cody, where we like to ask all of our listeners to try and think of someone who might enjoy tonight's broadcast, perhaps a grandparent, aunt, uncle, someone around the country that would enjoy hearing the South Old Knights and the Mid-Buchanan Dragons tonight. Give them a call right now. Tell them to go online, mscsports.net. Again, click on Listen Live and select KLZA. You can listen anywhere around the country. You know, Cody, one of the things I enjoy with this streaming online is hearing from people that we find out are listening in Sacramento, California, or Olympia, Washington, we heard from this year. We have someone listens to us consistently in London, England, and I have yet to find out who that is, but we do have a London listener that likes to listen to Sunny 101.3. We're ready to get underway here. Jumping it up will be Carter Campbell in the circle for Mid-Buchanan. He'll jump it up against Tylen Prusman for South Holt. South Holt going from our left to right. And Mid-Buchanan, of course, right to left here from south to north. Mid-Buchanan in their green jerseys with white numerals. White jerseys for South Holt with the black numerals. We're ready to get underway. Now the official having a little conversation. Prusman in there to jump it up against Campbell. And here's the tip. controlled by South Holt. Now it's stolen away quickly by Mid-Buchanan. The Dragons come into fourth court, and they'll set their offense and skip pass across court. Wojcinka launches a long three. Got it. Wojcinka wasted no time in getting on the board. We've only played 10 seconds, and he had 3 points. Down court quickly comes South Holt with the basketball on the dribble. It's Prusman. Across court pass to Metzger. Metzger in the paint, driving layup. Nope, a foul is going to occur on the floor before Cole Metzger could put the shot up there. Who we got, Cody?
Foul's going to be caught on Xander Brown. On Brown, his first personal foul, team foul number one.
So it'll be South Holt basketball. They'll inbound it on the baseline under the right side of their own basket. Cade Kurtz to lob it in. Kurtz puts it into traffic. Here's a shot off the glass. Partially blocked. Kendall Nolan tried to put it up. Got the shot blocked out of bounds. They say Nolan touched it last. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Mid-Buchanan. Here come the Dragons down court to the right side, feeding in the paint. Oh, there's quite a collision. They were trying to get the ball back to Jackson Salvage, and Salvage about got his head taken off there. Oh, my. No whistle.
By the basketball.
By the basketball. That was it. They got him. All right. The ball goes to South Holt against full court pressure. Up court on the dribble. Cade Kurtz. Kurtz gets it across the timeline to Prusman. Prusman to the right side. Kendall Nolan. Now it comes back to Kurtz. Kurtz driving, laying up with good. Nice move by Case Kurtz. Cade just took it to the baseline right side and rolled it off the glass. Diving loose basketball. Stolen away. The other direction comes South Holt. Ball is loose on the floor. Everybody after stolen underneath the basket. Metzger didn't realize it. He had an open look at the ball when he got the steal under there. Now underneath the basket in the corner. Left side. Here's a three on the way by Nolan. Over the top. Doesn't go. A push foul underneath the basket is going to be called on Mid-Buchanan.
Yeah, the foul on Jackson Savage. His first team foul number two already, Randy.
All right. So the basketball belongs to South Holt. Inbounding it'll be Cade Kurtz. He'll trigger it in right side of the backboard on the baseline. Kurtz logs into Prusman. Prusman has the pass stolen away. Savage tried to get away for a fast break. That wasn't going to happen. Quick acceleration by Cole Metzger. Caught up and tipped the ball away. Knocked it out of bounds.
There's that speed we thought of.
Yeah. Savage will inbound the pass. Gets it into Wojcinka. Wojcinka driving layup up and off. No good. A rebound follow shot. Trifer put back up. Won't go. Trifer put back again by Campbell. And he finally takes the ball out to the top of the key. They reset the offense. On the right side, handling it is Wojcinka. Top of the key. Long three off the back of the iron. No. Rebound pulled down under the basket by Jackson Salvage. Salvage, oh, nice behind-the-back dribble move to get away from the defender. Salvage takes it all the way in for a driving lay-in. Up and good. Jackson Salvage with his first 2 points. Put her down. Help me out here. Go ahead.
Kurtz, Kurtz.
That was
Kurtz. South Holt.
You know what I did, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do.
You know exactly what I did. Kurtz now with 4 points. And it's 4-3, South Holt on top.
They're going to call a foul on Colt Metzger on that play there. His first, team first.
Metzger's first team foul. All right, inbounding the pass for Mid-Buchanan. Wojcinka. Wojcinka tosses in. This is Savage with the basketball at the top of the key. Finds Wojcinka, whips it into the corner. Baseline, left side, handling the ball. That's Brinton. Brinton tried to put it inside where it's stolen away. Down court quickly with the basketball comes Kendall Nolan. A big collision. Nolan's going to get called, I think, for an offensive foul here.
They did. They're going to tag Kendall Nolan with his first personal foul, team foul number two now.
Well, he had Savage in front of him defensively, and he led with the forearm. And anytime you lead with the forearm and dip the shoulder, why, yeah, that's going to happen. All right, here's our two-platoon basketball again. All kinds of subs checking in. Ethan Angst into the ball game. Nash Walters into the contest. We'll pick up some more of them and ID them here. Ian Campbell. There's a ball tipped away on the steal. Fast break. Driving in for the lay-in. Metzger. Cole Metzger had it blocked out of bounds. I don't think they called a foul there.
They did not. Just a clean block.
Clean block. Metzger thought he had a breakaway lay-in, but good defense on the part of Mid-Buchanan. All right, inbounding, it'll be Cade Kurtz. Kurtz to toss it in on the baseline on the right side of the basket. Lobs it up top. Gets it to Metzger. Metzger in the paint. Free throw line to the right elbow. Now moving to the top of the key. They feed the ball back once again to Cole Metzger. Metzger stands between the rings with the basketball. Flips it to the right side. Cade Kurtz handles the ball. Kurtz looking inside. Huge collision. That's probably going to go on. Well, I'm not going to speculate. Who they got?
Foul's going to be on Chris Kowalowicz. On his, that's his first personal foul, team foul number three.
Wasn't sure which way they were going to go with that. The two players ran together there. Inbounding the pass is Kurtz in the backcourt. Tosses it into Hayes Weller. Weller now works one-on-one against Nash Walters. Weller gives it to Metzger. Metzger into the basket, driving lay-in up and good. Cole Metzger got the lay-in on the baseline right side. 6-3. The lead goes to South Holt here early in the basketball game. 5:10 to play in the first quarter. With the dribble, the bounce pass comes to the top of the circle to Angst. Around the horn, into the corner, deep baseline, right side, long three, up and off, no good. Metzger has a rebound. He'll push the ball down court. Tried to get it to the lead man. The ball is tipped away. He was looking for Tylan Prusman breaking toward the hoop. Good defense to tip it out of bounds.
That was an excellent pass, too, fitting in between about three fingers. Last fingertip, got it out of bounds.
Metzger will play it in bounds on the baseline. Lobs it in up top, out here on the corner to Kendall Noland. Noland across court, goes to Tylan Prusman, back to Metzger. Metzger lost the handle on it, tipped it, saved it from back in, and now it's going to go off of Mid-Buchanan, and the ball's going to stay with South Holt. Tremendous effort there by Cole Metzger to maintain possession of that ball.
That was a sequence of events there.
That sure was. Inbounding the ball is Cade Kurtz on the baseline. Kurtz tosses into Nolan. Kendall Nolan, a cross-court pass. That's Weller for three. Hayes Weller nails a three from out on the left elbow. 9-3 your score. South Holt out to an early lead. 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Mid-Buchanan's basketball. Rafe Smith into the corner left side. Pass goes down deep to Ian Campbell. In the paint, driving, laying up, off, doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul. And we're going to send Ethan Angst to the free throw line where he'll be shooting two shots.
That was going to be on Kendall Nolan. On Nolan, his second personal foul now, team foul number three.
So at the free throw line is Ethan Angst, a 5'9 sophomore. Shooting two shots here. His team trailing 9-3. First shot is up and good for Angst. Angst, just a sophomore. At 5'9", got the first one. Clock shows 4:23 to play first quarter, 9-4. South Holt on top. Here come a bunch of subs in again. They shuffle them in and out of there. 3, 4, or sometimes 5 at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Ethan Angst at the line. Second free throw is up and got it. He hit them both. That moves our score now 9-5, a four-point lead for South Holt. Full court pressure going to be applied now by Mid-Buchanan. Here's the inbound pass across the timeline. Prusman. Prusman gets it over to the right side to Trevor Mark, who's in the lineup. Mark could always kick it through the hoop from over here. He's quite the kicker. Mark with the basketball. Hands it back up to Cole Metzger. Metzger getting harassed out here defensively. Gets it over now across court to Prusman. Timeout going to be taken. 4:03 to play. First period, 9-5. South Holt on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mound City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City. Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Cody Swong back with you here in Mound City. Seth Tollefson, our producer-engineer at the Sunny Studios for this broadcast. Inbound pass stolen away, then stolen right back. The ball is loose on the floor. Chasing it down is Trevor Mark. Inside the paint, trying to go up with a shot. The ball is ripped away. Cade Kurtz wanted to go in with a layup inside the paint. The ball got tipped away from him, touched last by Mid-Buchanan. So that means Kurtz will inbound it for South Holt on the baseline. Stands on the right side of his own backboard on the baseline to lob it in. Kurtz lobs it up top, gets it up high. To the right elbow it comes. Cole Metzger feeds inside the paint. Jump shot up, in and out. Won't go down for Trevor Mark. And the rebound comes down to Mid-Buchanan. Dragons down court with the ball, setting their offense with the dribble of Savage. They're to the near side, a long three, misses everything. And therefore, the rebound to pull it down is Cade Kurtz for South Holt. Kurtz between the legs dribble. Oh, a cross-court pass. He whipped that one with some pepper on it. Long three is put up off. No good by Tylan Prusman. And the rebound right back to Mid-Buchanan. 3:18 to go now here in the first quarter. 9-5 your score. South Holt up by four. With the basketball is Xander Brown. Xander Brown at the top of the key across court to Jackson Savage. Savage being guarded closely by Hayes Weller. Savage almost got it dribbled away from him. Here's a three from the top of the key. The short off the front of the rim. Rebound, put back. Who got the put back?
Britton.
That was Britton that got that one. Cade Britton, his first 2 points. 9-7. Down court pass, nearly ripped away. It goes out of bounds. Mid Buchanan, I think, touched it last. And, oh, they're going to rule the ball. Coach Colby Morris is going to disagree with that, and I don't blame him. Mid Buchanan gets the basketball on the inbound pass. Jackson Savage into forecourt on the attack to Wojcinka on the left wing. Wojcinka puts it inside the paint. Man is trapped in there. In trouble was Xander Brown. Lucky to get rid of that basketball, but he got it back off to Savage. Bounce pass to the near side. Wojcinka. Wojcinka in the paint, driving, flips a shot up, but doesn't go. Whistle and a foul. I imagine Ian Wojcinka is going to get to shoot two here.
Foul's going to be on Trevor Marked. On Marked, his first personal foul, team foul number four.
So at the free throw line will be Ian Wojcinka. He has 3 points on a tray. This will be his first attempt from the charity stripe on the evening. Shooting two shots, he could tie it if he could make them both. First one is up and good. Makes it 9-8 now with 2 minutes and 30 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Griffin Kemmerling checks into the lineup. Kemmerling comes in. Trevor Mark will set out for South Holt. Kemmerling making his first appearance of the night. Ready for the second free throw attempt by Wojcinka. It's up and good. He got them both. He's got 5 points. We've got a tie basketball game at 9 apiece. And we got a whistle sound here. And foul again going to be called.
Foul's going to be on Xander Brown. On Brown, his second personal foul, team foul number four. So both teams, next foul, shooting free throw.
So South Holt will inbound it on the side in backcourt. Inbound the pass into Hayes Weller. Weller gets it across the timeline to Cade Kurtz. And Kurtz comes to set the offense. Top of the key, Kurtz puts it into the corner. Baseline left side, handling the basketball. Metzger. Metzger back to the left side in the corner. There's a long three that's up and off. No good. Ball is knocked away, though, and grabbed up. They're looking for Metzger, and they threw it right back to Wojcinka. Turnover, back by turnover, back by turnover there. And now with the ball is Savage on the dribble. Savage flips to the left side of the free throw lane. Got the ball to Britton underneath. Shot into the glass, up and good.
Xander Brown.
Xander Brown got the basket. 11-9 your score now, and this is Mid Buchanan's first lead of the ball game, up by 2 with a minute 40 to go. Oh, a bounce pass to the left side, almost got away over there. Now it is stripped away and knocked out of bounds. Griffin Kemmerling was having a hard time handling that basketball when it came to him.
South Holt sub Garrett Geyer checking in for the first time this evening.
Geyer is senior, 5'10 onto the floor, and Geyer will inbound the pass down in the corner on the left side baseline. Geyer to inbound it. Taking his time. Now lobs it up top near midcourt. Got it into Cole Metzger. Metzger to the left wing. Gives it over to Tylen Prusman. Prusman gets the bounce pass back from Metzger. Now a cross-court pass. Ooh, that one's almost too tall. Kemmerling comes up with it. Kemmerling bounce pass into the corner, left side. On the left wing, open look three. Back to Metzger in the corner. Metzger's going to launch a three from the right side. Bingo! Cole Metzger, nothing but net on that one. He's got 5 points. And our score now 12-11. The lead is back once again to South Holt, up by one, a steal on the other end. Garrett Geyer down court, picks up his dribble, sets up for a three. It's off the back of the iron and won't go. The rebound to Carter Campbell. Campbell with the outlet pass goes to Ian Wojcinka. Wojcinka to the near side, Jackson Savage. Savage, bounce pass, has it stolen away. One on two, fast break, driving layup, up and good. What a nice move by Hayes Weller, a left-handed, underhanded scoop, and it sat on the front of the rim for the longest time before it decided to drop in the hole for him. South Holt back up by three now, underneath the basket. Try for a shot that's going to be blocked. Traveling is going to be called. Trying to go up with a shot was Cade Britton, a good defensive effort down there. And here comes five new ball players again. 28 seconds to play in the period, 14-11. South Holt is back up by three. They trailed momentarily there. Now they've got the three-point lead once again. Inbound the ball for the Knights with 25 seconds to play. Pressure being applied by the five new players that are in there. Cole Metzger dribbles between defenders as he tries to come up court. A reach-in foul is going to be called, and that'll be a shooting foul because that is the fifth team foul. Cole Metzger will be going to the line to shoot two shots.
So the foul's going to be called on Ian Campbell. Campbell's first personal foul.
At the free throw line, Cole Metzger, he has 5 points, a deuce and a tray so far here in the first quarter. His team up by 3, 14-11. 19 seconds to play in the quarter. First shot is up and good. It kind of rattled around there for a minute and then found its way into the hole. Cole Metzger, 5'6 junior, the quarterback on the South Holt Fine football team. Second shot is up. This one does not go. Hits the back of the iron and pops out there. 15-11. The lead is 4 with 15 seconds. Down court pass way too tall. No way Ethan Angst was going to handle that. It was way over his head and goes out of bounds. They give the ball right back to South Holt. 14 and a half seconds to go. South Holt will play the basketball in against full court pressure from the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Waiting to toss it in. It comes to the near side to Metzger. Cole Metzger is double-teamed immediately. Lob pass back across. They're going to have to hurry. Now down court with it. They get it into forecourt. Garrett Geyer feeds it underneath right side. Jump shot is up. Won't go down by Griffin Kemmerling. Kemmerling had a point-blank shot. There's a shot at the buzzer that almost went. And after one quarter, 15-11, South Holt up by four. We'll take a one-minute timeout back in 60 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Golden Triangle Energy is a manufacturer of grain-neutral spirits and other ethanol products in Craig, Missouri. Call 660-683-5007 for a competitive corn bid. Learn more about Golden Triangle Energy at goldentriangleenergy.com. They also produce quality livestock feed as a co-product of the ethanol process. So when you're at their website, don't forget to get feed bids as well on corn prices. Golden Triangle Energy, thanking you for your business in Craig, Missouri.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Mount City High School. 15-11, South Holt leading Mid-Buchanan. We move to second quarter action. Here's Cody Swan.
Mid-Buchanan basketball inbounded into the backcourt. Handed back off to Rafe Smith. Cross-court pass, Ian Campbell. Campbell just a freshman in this lineup. Now a pass over to Ethan Angst. Angst gets stuck there on the left wing. Now uses his pivot foot, gets the ball back out of there. Out top it goes to Rafe Smith. The Knights in a pressuring defense right now. Outside it is in Ian Campbell's hand. He'll drive to the basket, throws a shot up at the rim, and goes down. Ian Campbell scores his first 2 points of the basketball game, and it's back to a two-point lead for South Holt. Now here's a turnover on the ensuing possession. A long down-court pass by Mid Buckins up in the hands of Ian Campbell. Up and good. This Mid-Buck defense got a steal. Now we're back tied at 15 apiece. Metzger back the other way.
Back quick buckets for Campbell.
Here's a three-pointer shot from the right corner by Metzger. Won't go down. Another long down-court pass to Campbell. A whistle and a foul is going to be called as two players ran into each other there.
This foul is going to go on Cole Metzger. On Metzger, that is his second personal first-team foul of the quarter on South Holt.
Inbounding, Rafe Smith. Triggers it into the backcourt to Kowalowicz. Kowalowicz will drive to the free throw line, kicks it to the left corner, Ian Campbell. Cross-court pass is intercepted by Cole Metzger. Metzger ahead. He gets it off to Kimberling on the right side. Now a little bit out of control, and the charging call is going to be called on Griffin Kimberling, sitting in there to take that charge, Rafe Smith.
Now, Kimmerling was trying to go after a loose basketball, and in all honesty, it wasn't the best pass in the world, and he was going after the loose ball. The defender got in the way, and Kimmerling gets tagged with the offensive foul.
Mid-Buck basketball after all that. Rafe Smith has it. South Holt in an extended 1-3-1 defense now. Now here's a turnover, a steal, a poke out by Cade Kurtz ends up in the hands of Metzger. Metzger will bring it across the timeline for the Knights, still tied at 15. Cross-court pass is intercepted, tipped away for a moment by Nash Walters, saved from going out of bounds. Walters tried to save it, but it's going to be thrown out of bounds back to South Holt. A lot of action, kind of like we thought would be. Inbounded to Metzger. Back over to Prusman. Now here's a cross court pass to Hayes Weller. Back up to Prusman, free throw line, driving to the basket, puts the shot up, won't go down, gets his own rebound. Back outside to Weller. Outside Kurtz on the left wing, shot fake, makes the defender go by him. Underneath to Geyer, has it blocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Mitch Buchanan. We'll send Garrett Geyer to the free throw line.
Ethan Angst is going to be called for that personal on Ethan, his first team foul, number one of the quarter.
At the free throw line. Geyer. Takes aim. Shoots the free throw off the front of the rim. No good. Still tied at 15 with 6:10 left to play here, second quarter in the nightcap. At the free throw line, Garrett Geyer, a senior, 5'10 senior for the South Holt Knight team. Shot is on the way up. Off back iron that time. Won't go down. Rebounded by mid-bucks Ethan Angst. Outlet pass, Rafe Smith pushing it up the right side now. Top of the key, back to Angst. Three-pointer from the top of the key, no good. Offensive rebound by Kowalovitz. Outside Ian Campbell for three from the left corner, no good. Rebound tipped around. One player from each team on it. Ball's going to go out of bounds and stay with mid-buck.
South Holt kind of getting caught just standing around down here on the rebounds. A lot of offensive boards back-to-back for mid-Buchanan.
Now on the inbound play, South Holt will slide into a 2-3 defense. On the inbound pass, Rafe Smith will shoot a three from the right wing that won't go down. Metzger will clear the rebound, pushing it ahead. Now dishes it off under the cup. Cross-court pass, top of the key, left wing three by Kurtz that won't fall. Garrett Geyer, great job. Good hustle under there, chasing down that rebound, saving the ball from going out of bounds. It'll stay with South Holt.
That was impressive, tossing that back off of one of the defenders. Save the possession.
Inbounding Cade Kurtz. Kurtz will lob it in, top of the key to Geyer. Geyer fakes a pass. He'll hand it off to Weller, standing in front of mid-buck's bench. Now here's a pass to the top of the key, Metzger, back to Weller. Weller, three defenders, splits two defenders up off the glass and good. Just decided to split both defenders, went right through them. Everybody kind of stopped. He drove right through defenders and put it up off the glass and good.
Hayes Weller was seven now.
He had 20 last night, Monday night. Back to the 1-3-1 defense at South Holt. Mid-buck, Ian Campbell. Pass underneath to Kowalovitz. He'll lose it. It'll go out of bounds. South Holt will get it back.
Five new ball players on the floor for Mid-Buchanan. Two platoon basketball here he plays.
The starters in this group, plus Quentin Burton out there with starters for Mid-Buck. With the basketball is Prusman for South Holt. Cross-court pass to Weller. Weller will dribble it up the left side. Now he has it taken away for a moment. Ends up in the hands of Metzger on the loose ball. Geyer has it in the right corner. Back up top to Metzger. Geyer, back and forth. They play catch with it. Cross-court pass to Prusman. They'll move it around to the left side now. Weller thought about the three. Now he'll go up top to Prusman. Mid-buck in a box and one look almost. Now the pass goes underneath to Weller, swinging it around to Kurtz. There's Metzger with the shot from the three for the left corner that won't fall. Quentin Burton, mid-buck rebound, down court pass. Now here's a wide open look. Had an opportunity for a wide open look. Kind of got stuck with the dribble. Was Carter Campbell. Put it up. Shot doesn't go, but a whistle and a foul.
See who they post this one on. The foul is going to be called on Hayes Weller. Weller picks up his first personal, team foul number three of the period.
Carter Campbell is a junior, a six-foot junior for the Mid-Buck Dragons team. At the line. Free throw on the way. Off the back iron. Will not go down. He'll have another opportunity here. Campbell had 2 points last night in the ball game. Second free throw on the way. Up and good that time. It's back to just a one-point game. Our score is 17-16, South Holt in front. Tylen Prusman with the ball. Top of the key three-pointer. Off back iron, won't go down. Defensive rebound by Savage. Savage has it to the top of the key. Now it's deflected in and it's going to go into the backcourt. Savage will go back, pick it up, reset the offense for mid-buck. Still against this 1-3-1 defense, Weller has some really long arms. He's done a good job of intercepting, trying to make some chaos up on top. Here's a three-point shot from the left corner that won't fall for Wojcinka. Rebound is battled for, and I think they're going to whistle a jump ball. Possession arrow to the Knights here with 3:48 left to play second quarter.
17-16, South Holt with the one-point lead here.
Inbound pass comes to Prusman. On the right side in front of the scores table, cross-court pass back to Kurtz. Now they break the press. Metzger has it in the front court on the left side. He'll pick up his dribble off to Geyer. Oh, good bounce pass underneath to Weller. Weller looking to make a move. Now he'll turn it over. Ends up in the hands, right in the hands of Ian Wojcinka. Wojcinka, down court pass to Campbell. Campbell to Brenton on the left side. Now Brenton will drive it to the middle of the paint. Throws a shot up, won't go down. There's a rebound by Quentin Burton. Puts the shot up, whistle, and a foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two.
Foul is going to be called on Hayes Weller. On Weller, his second personal, team foul number four of the period. On South Holt.
Quentin Burton, a freshman on this basketball team, 6'4 freshman, will be at the line for two shots here. Free throw on the way, up and off, back iron won't go down. Griffin Kimmerling checking back in for South Holt. He'll have another opportunity, Will Burton. Burton had 4 points last night in the ballgame. Second free throw on the way up, off front iron, won't go down. On the rebound, a whistle and a foul, and they're going to call Carter Campbell with an over-the-back for mid-buck.
On Campbell, that's his first personal. That is the second team foul of the period on the Dragons.
Inbounding against full court pressure, mid-buck extending that long down court pressure. The Knights have no trouble breaking it. It ends up in the hands of Prusman trying to go to the basket, but a whistle and an offensive charge is going to be called against the Knights as Wojcinka was in there set in a good defensive position.
Tylan Prusman called for that foul. That'll be his first personal. That is the 15th foul, but it was a player control offensive foul.
Yep.
We won't shoot until the next one.
Now at the top of the zone will be Griffin Kimmerling defending the top of that zone. Goes to the right side, back over to Savage. Bounce pass to the free throw line, Campbell. Campbell has it poked away. It's going to stay with mid-buck as Prusman got a hand in there, I believe, and poked that ball out of bounds. Wojcinka will inbound it. He does so into Kate Brenton. Cross-court pass, top of the key, Savage. Here's Burton for a three from the right corner. Won't go down. Offensive rebound, Carter Campbell. And before the shot was called, they're going to have a foul on the floor by South Holt.
I think Metzger got up in the air and just landed on the ball player, on Cole Metzger, his third personal. Team foul number six, so we're at the line here, shooting two.
Carter Campbell, a pair of free throws a moment ago. He went 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Opportunity here, first one up and good. We are back at tied at 17 apiece. As Hayes Weller will check back in, he'll replace Metzger, who just picked up that third personal foul. Clock shows 2:46 to play here at second quarter. Second free throw for Campbell, up and good for mid-buck. Couple subs in for mid-buck. Ethan Angst and Rafe Smith checking back into the ball game.
Only two this time instead of five, huh?
And mid-buck, mid-buck retains the lead at 18-17, a one-point lead. South Holt with the basketball. This is Weller with it. He goes off to the right side, Prusman. Now they get it to Weller in the short corner on the right side near us. Back outside, Geyer in the right corner, trying to bounce it inside to Prusman. It's stolen away by Jackson Savage. Savage dribbles up the left side in front of the scores table. He'll drive baseline, finds Rafe Smith in the right corner on the drive and nails a three. Rafe Smith knocks down a triple after a nice pass from Jackson Savage. Back the other way come the Knights. 4-3-point ball game. Now here's a traveling violation by Kate Kurtz.
Kind of a little momentum swing toward mid-Buchanan here as we near the end of the first half. Suddenly they're up by 3:20-17. Turnovers are hurting South Holt.
Rafe Smith must have had his foot on the line on that last three-pointer. They only counted him for two. Here's Jackson Savage, left elbow jump shot, won't go down. Down court pass to Garrett Geyer. They break the press. Weller has it in the left short corner now. He'll dribble drive in the paint. Turnaround jump shot won't go down. Carter Campbell grabs the rebound and on the rebound travel with the ball. So it'll be a turnover to South Holt on their own end.
Coach Bryce Kemper having a hard time controlling his emotions on that call down there. Extremely upset.
Inbounding Kurtz. Cade Kurtz lobs it in. At the volleyball spike line in the front court to Weller. Now they bounce it into Kurtz. Nice pass underneath to Prusman. Fancy pass and ends up in the hands of Kimmerling. Short corner jump shot from the left side. Up and good. Now it's 20-19. Mid-Bucks still with that one-point lead. Here's a pass inside to Carter Campbell the other way. Up and good. His first field goal of the game. He's got 5 points on the night. Back to a three-point advantage for Mid-Bucks. Back the other way we go. And a turnover. Unfortunately, Weller was trying to get it down to Garrett Geyer. Ball's going to go out of bounds back to Mid-Bucks.
The turnover bug is biting South Holt repeatedly here. They had a number of miscues here in the first half.
Savage thought about a deep, deep three from the top of the key. He'll shot fake and drive it to the paint. Can't get the shot to go down on the floater. Ball's going to go out of bounds back to South Holt here with a minute 10 to play, second quarter. 22-19, Mid-Buck in front of South Holt in the nightcap tonight. Inbound comes into Tylen Prusman. Ahead to the front court, Kimmerling. Watch out. Back out to Weller. Top of the key it goes, Kurtz. Down to a minute to play. Settle things down, South Holt. Garrett Geyer has it in the left corner. He uses his dribble and goes to Kimmerling at the top. Now Kimmerling will hand it to Kurtz. Kurtz backing his way into the paint. Oh, great pass underneath the Kimmerling. Up and good. Great find by Cade Kurtz to find Kimmerling underneath the basket for two. Back the other way comes Jackson Savage quickly. Throws a shot up at the rim. Won't go down. Defensive rebound. Cade Kurtz. Kurtz with 30 seconds to play second quarter. Behind the back, two or three times down the court. Breaks the press himself. Now they get it off to Kimmerling on the left side, looking to get Prusman. Do so. Left corner. Out top it goes Kurtz. They're going to slow things down. Possibly hold for the last shot, maybe. Kurtz, fancy dribbling going on over there. Now a whistle.
Five seconds.
Okay.
He was being hounded there by Rafe Smith. A lot of contact. Smith bumped him pretty good a couple of times, but he gets called for the five-second call. Didn't get rid of the ball.
Wojcinka back into the game for Mid-Buck. They inbound it. It'll go to Rafe Smith in the front court. Wojcinka at the top of the key with it. 10 seconds. Left side, Ian Campbell. Campbell picks up his dribble. Back to Wojcinka. 5 seconds. Wojcinka drives to the basket. Looks on the right side. This is a three-pointer by Ray Smith. Nailed it from the wing. That is a three-pointer that time. He nails a three-pointer. That takes us to halftime, 25-21. The score, South Holt trailing by four here at halftime. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back with a halftime show. You're listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website Althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Here at Frontier Bank, providing commercial loans to community merchants is one of our primary purposes as a community bank. Throughout the years, we've helped many local businesses get started. We offer a wide range of business loan products to support your needs. Frontier Bank's goal is to help your business in every way we can. What's good for your business is good for ours. Come see us for all your business banking needs.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
All right, let's take a look at the first half numbers. Our score, 25-21. Mid-Buchanan with a four-point lead, courtesy of that Rafe Smith three-pointer that was a buzzer beater there at the end of the second quarter. Individual numbers for the Southold Knights, leading the way in scoring is Hayes Weller at halftime. He has seven. Right behind him, Cole Metzger with six. Cade Kurtz has four, and 4 points for Griffin Kemmerling for their total of 21. From the charity stripe, South Holt had four opportunities, made one. One out of four from the free throw line. For the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, nobody in double figures here. They really have spread the scoring around. Rafe Smith has five. Carter Campbell has five. Ian Wojcinka has five. Ian Campbell has four. And then 2 points each for Cade Britton, Xander Brown, and Ethan Angst for their total of 25. From the free throw line, Mid-Buchanan made 7 out of 10, 70% free throw shooting for the Dragons. 25-21, that is our halftime score. Mid-Buchanan leading the South Hole Knights. This halftime scoring recap is brought to you by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're going to step aside now for a 2-minute timeout. Seth Tollefson's going to update you with our latest weather forecast, another 2 minutes of important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with third quarter action at the half, 25-21, Mid-Buchanan leading South Holt on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Hard to believe we're already packing away combines and grain carts. Harvest is behind us, but before you put everything away for the off-season, Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, invites you to take advantage of special financing, cash discount, or prepay options with their winter service special. Schedule today to be ready to go when the next season rolls around. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, with locations in Washington, Clay Center, Marysville, Hiawatha, Seneca, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 29. Winds out of the south 5 to 10 miles an hour. High temperatures reach up to 42. Tomorrow, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. A mixture of precipitation likely. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 27. Cloudy skies. About an inch of snow. Tomorrow night through Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
All right, thank you very much, Megan. It is now 9:42 here at Sunny 101.3 here in Falls City. We've got 40 degrees right now. Winds out of the south showing 8 miles an hour here on this Wednesday evening. We're at halftime. South Holt, Mid-Buchanan. Second half coming up right after this.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunity.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you? Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
It's halftime here in Mound City. At the half, the Mid-Buchanan Dragon boys are leading the Southold Knights 25-21, our halftime score. In games played earlier this afternoon and this evening, heard here on Sunny 101.3, in the girls' bracket of this tournament, the Mound City girls defeated East Atchison 59-34. Then the LeBlanc boys defeated the Mound City boys 66-43 was the final of that one. The game just prior to this one saw the LeBlanc girls defeating Mid-Buchanan. That was a pretty close ball game right down to the end. It ended up 38-32, but much closer than that throughout the contest. Just a 1 or 2 point swing most of the way. Anyway, LeBlanc got the win 38-32. Again, here at halftime, we're 25-21. Mid-Buchanan leading the Southold Knights. Want to remind everybody, we'll be back here Friday night and Saturday night for third place in championship games. Depending on how it ends up being seated here when the teams play, we will announce what our coverage plans will be for that sometime during the day tomorrow. John Nixon will have that during the sportscast here on Sunny 101.3. Don't forget also, this Friday night, John Nixon will be at Fall City Sacred Heart as the Irish host the Sterling Jets. That's a girl-boy doubleheader. The girls' game scheduled to tip off around 6 o'clock. Boys' game at about 7:30. All start times are approximate. It depends on how the JV games finish up once we get into the regular season contest. We're ready to move to third quarter action. The basketball will belong to Mid-Buchanan to start this second period. They'll inbound the pass. Inbound, it comes into Jackson Savage, and Savage sets the offense into forecourt. Into the corner, baseline down deep right side, Xander Brown. There's a shot up by Savage off the front of the rim, doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Kate Kurtz. Kurtz will bring the basketball down court himself for Southold and set the offense. Kurtz looks to Tylan Prusman at the midcourt circle. To the left side, Cole Metzger handling the ball. Man-to-man defense here now by Mid-Buchanan. Cole Metzger wanted to penetrate in the paint, couldn't get there. Holds up the basketball. He's in trouble now. Got rid of it. Down into the corner. Deep baseline right side. Driving baseline. Big collision. The basket is going to count. I believe that Kendall Nolan's going to get credit for the basket and draw the foul and be able to shoot one. And how'd you like to be the defender standing under that one?
That's going to be tough. Xander Brown was the guy that was under there. His third personal foul, team foul number one.
Xander Brown just really got ran over by Kendall Nolan, and to add insult to injury, got called for the foul. Kendall Nolan, the shot is up and good. Nolan makes it a three-point play. Suddenly it's a 25-24 ball game, one-point contest. Savage brings it down court now for Mid-Buchanan. Over to Carter Campbell, back to Savage inside the paint. Xander Brown couldn't get the shot. Savage with a long three that's off the iron. Brown comes up with the rebound. Xander Brown with a follow shot that's blocked. It goes out of bounds. I believe we're going to have a foul called here. What do you got?
He signaled 1-3, didn't he?
I know.
There is no 1-3. Now they're going to correct it. 2-3, maybe?
That's a Kendall Nolan is going to be called for the foul. Coach Colby Morris not
insisting it wasn't. So what are they going to decide to do here finally?
Kendall Nolan.
Okay.
That's number three on Nolan.
Nolan picks up his third. At the free throw line will be Xander Brown. Brown shooting two shots. The first one is up and good. Xander Brown hits that one. They've now hit 8 out of 11 as a team in this ball game from the charity stripe. That's a difference maker here. 2 out of 5 for South Holt. Second shot is up and off, no good, but a rebound and a follow shot putback that doesn't go. The ball got away out of bounds. Who's it going to belong to?
South Holt. South Holt basketball, a minute played in this third quarter, 26-24, Mid-Buck in front.
Full court pressure being applied by Mid-Buchanan as Kendall Nolan gets ready to try and inbound it to his teammates. Tosses it into Hayes Weller, back to Nolan, and now Weller's going to have to bring the ball up the court. Gets around the defender, two-man trap over here near the corner. Did a nice job of dribbling out of that one. Comes to Cade Kurtz with the pass. Kurtz looks for the cutter in the paint. It's not there. Hands off to Tylan Prusman at the top of the circle. There's Prusman. Reverse lay-in off the glass. Nice move by Tylan Prusman. A little under the underhanded reverse layup. Here come five new players getting ready to come in off the bench for Mid-Buchanan. In the paint. Layup up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Carter Campbell. Campbell saw all those subs coming. He got a quick basket before they come in and take him off the floor. Five new subs come in. A turnover is going to give the ball to South Holt. They're going to play it in backcourt on the side, down in the corner against full court pressure. Kendall Nolan inbounds it. Gets the pass into Cole Metzger, back to Nolan across the timeline. Nolan almost tied up. Double team. They try to take the ball away from him. But we're going to have a jump ball called with the possession arrow staying with South Holt. The Knights will maintain possession of the basketball. Kendall Nolan says they wouldn't have done that a week ago in football. 28-26, two-point lead right now for Mid-Buchanan. South Holt trying to play from behind here. The ball is stolen away, then stolen right back, coming up with it. Weller feeds underneath the basket. Shot is up and good by Kendall Nolan. Weller with the assist. Nolan's got 5 points, all of them here in this third quarter. All the way in, a collision. Traveling is going to be called on Chris Kowalowicz. Kowalowicz ran into two or three defenders. Kind of looked like a ball in a pinball machine there, bouncing off of the post. That was post being the players from South Holt. Underneath the basket, fast break, shot off the glass up. Oh, a little soft one by Tylan Prusman. Couldn't get it to drop. We're tied to 28 apiece, 5:47 to go here in the third quarter. Left wing. A cross-court pass to the near side. Kowalowicz now in the corner from the right side. A two-point jumper's up and off no good. Rebound goes to the floor. Picked up off the floor by Kate Kurtz. Kurtz in traffic. Tried to feed it down court. Ball is stolen away. Loose stolen right back by Tylan Prusman. Now Prusman gets the ball over to Cole Metzger. Metzger almost has it taken away. Wellert is going to be called for traveling. He caught the ball and jumped a little bit with it right in front of his coach.
Still tied up 28-28. We're 5:22 left in this third quarter. It'll be Mid-Buck basketball after the traveling violation.
Cody, this is our first really close ball game we've called this week, and we've been over here. We've done a bunch of them. This is our 11th game of the tournament, and we really haven't had any really closely contested games like this one. Tied at 28 apiece, 5:12 to go here in the third quarter. Mid-Buchanan has the basketball. Kowalowicz over to the left elbow to Rafe Smith. Now back to the right side. Kowalowicz for three. Up and off, no good. Rebound down court. Weller with a fast break, driving lay-in off the glass, up and good. Nice move there by Hayes Weller to get down. The pass from Cade Kurtz on the outlet pass to get him open for that fast break. Now underneath the basket on the right side, ball stolen away again. Cade Kurtz with the steal. Kurtz is being pretty active here defensively now. Uh-oh, he's trapped. Throws it into forecourt. Nolan to the left side. Metzger for three. Bingo! Cole Metzger hits his second three of the night. He's got 9 points. It's 33-28. Suddenly a five-point lead for South Holt. Dribbling in, driving lay-in, up and good. Nice move to the bucket by Kowalowicz. Kowalowicz with his first 2 points cuts the lead back to three, 33-30. Momentarily, South Holt had gone up by five, and now it's a three-point lead under the basket. Moving in, Nolan tries to go up with a shot. Got it! Kendall Nolan with a great move against the defender, got the basket, drew the foul on Kowalewicz. Kowalewicz picks up his second personal, team foul number 3. And at the free throw line for the and one will be Kendall Nolan. He's got 7 points, Cody. They've all come here in the third quarter.
Second opportunity for an and one for Nolan. Nolan's a difference maker when he's on the court.
5 new ball players checking in. We won't bother to go down the list. By now, you've met them all anyway. They've all been in here. Shot is short off the front of the rim. He gets his own rebound, takes it in, wants to go up with a shot. Nope, they're going to say he traveled. Kendall Nolan had the right idea. He got the rebound off the missed free throw, but got into some traffic. Didn't have any place to put the dribble down, and he's called for traveling. All right, 35-30. The lead is back to 5 now for South Holt. On the left elbow, Wojcinka back into the lineup. Comes to the near side. Ball, I'm not sure who that one was going to. Apparently he was looking for Rafe Smith. Ended up throwing it into the bench. Turnover for Mid-Buchanan. Inbound pass to Weller. Weller in backcourt. Pressure being applied now by Mid-Buchanan. Weller holds up. Oh, almost. He does have it stolen away. Driving lay-in off the glass. Up and good by Carter Campbell. Campbell got the lay-in. Cuts the lead back to 3. 35-32. The turnovers are starting to mount up again here for South Holt against full court pressure. In backcourt, down comes Kendall Nolan. Bounce pass right side. Going to the hoop. A whistle and a foul. And that was... Underneath the bucket was Schumann.
Yeah, Schumann's in there.
He got kind of hammered. I don't think he had a chance to put a shot up, did he?
He did not. It'll be on the floor. Coming in for South Holt, Cade Kurtz. He will replace Schumann, just giving Kurtz a breather.
Schumann, I thought he was going to try and put a shot up there for a minute. Kurtz is going to inbound the pass. 3:28 to go here in the third quarter. Kurtz tosses it up to Hayes Weller. From the right side, Prusman, a long three up and off. No good for Tylan Prusman. Rebound brought down by Wojcinka. In the forecourt in a big hurry with the ball. Dribble into the paint, carrying the ball under his arm. You see that? Oh, there's another big collision. And we're going to see an offensive foul is going to be called on Hayes Weller.
In the backcourt at that, Hayes Weller was trying to dribble up the court. Mid-buck got right in the way.
Yeah, he kind of got blindsided there a little bit. He didn't seem set up.
Sure did.
35-32. The lead is 3 for South Holt with 3 minutes, 12 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Waiting for the inbound pass from Xander Brown. Gets it in. There's a shot that's up and doesn't go. Rebound is fought for. It's on the floor. Launching that shot under there was Carter Campbell. Then Campbell was down there battling with Cade Kurtz for the rebound after the miss. They're going to say the basketball stays with South Holt.
Yep, Carter Campbell picked up a foul on the rebound.
So Campbell.
Second called, personal
okay.
foul.
And that's a third team foul. A little fourth team foul.
Fourth, yep.
All right, now stepping on the sideline, yet another turnover. Across the way, Hayes Weller stepped on the sideline as he caught that basketball. Boy, the turnovers have been an issue for South Holt tonight. They'd be up by 10 if it wasn't for those. 35-32, three-point ball game. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. 2:56 clock running. On the dribble, Wojcinka. Wojcinka over to the left elbow. Now penetrating in. Oh, that's got to be traveling. Yeah, Rafe Smith was just kind of running down the avenue between defenders and forgot to dribble the ball.
Took a few steps in there for sure.
About two too many there. 2:50 to go now here in the third quarter. 35-32, South Holt up by 3. Tight ball game here tonight. With the basketball in backcourt is Cade Kurtz. Kurtz being harassed gets it across the timeline to Prusman. Prusman driving lay-in up, spins around and got it. Tylan Prusman laid it in. Prusman with 4 points now. They all come here in the third quarter. Back to a 5-point South Holt lead with 2.5 minutes to play in the third period. At the top of the circle, Rafe Smith with the basketball. Just holds it for a moment. Now a cross-court pass to the left side. Penetrating in, driving baseline, lay it up, off, won't go. Pulling down the rebound. Weller does a good job. Down court pass in a hurry under the basket, right side. Moving to the hoop. No chance for the shot. Wait a minute. We're going to have a foul on the floor. Kendall Nolan was trying to take the ball to the basket. Had 3 defenders kind of collapsed on him there.
Ethan Angst is going to pick up his second personal foul. Team foul number 5. We'll send Kendall Nolan to the free throw line.
That's the 5th common foul of the period. That's the rule this year. Kendall Nolan will be shooting 2 shots. First one is up and off, no good. Kendall Noland is now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. He does have 7 points. He got all of those here in this quarter.
Geyer and Kimmerling back on the floor for South Holt.
All right, let's see what Nolan can do here. He's got another shot coming. His team is up by 5, 37-32. Kendall Noland, second shot is up. It's good. He got that one to fall. Nolan now with 8 points. And we're going to have a timeout taken on the floor with 2 minutes, 11 seconds to play in the third period. 38-32, South Holt up by 6. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. With regional strength and a local advantage, they're committed to serving your financial needs through qualified, individualized customer service. Visit fscbank.com to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at the Farmer State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mound City, and Maitland. Farmer State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender, NMLS number 430503.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Here at Mound City shows 2 minutes 11 seconds to play in the third period. Our score, South Holt 38, Mid-Buchanan 32. Boys basketball action, Mound City Invitational Tournament. Mid-Buchanan will have the basketball. As play is resumed, they come into forecourt with a cross-court pass to Wojcinka. Wojcinka skip pass to the near side. Rafe Smith feeds it underneath. Nice pass into Carter Campbell. And Campbell lays it off the glass. He's got 11, 6 of those points here in the third quarter. Back to a 4-point ball game, 38-34. Here comes South Holt, dribbling into the paint. Collision, offensive foul is going to be called on it. Tylan Prusman. Prusman's second personal. Team foul number 3. That will be on South Holt. And they find a lot of different ways to do it, but another turnover.
Yep, that's for sure. That is for sure.
A lost possession, a lost opportunity for South Holt. So now Mid-Buchanan has the ball back, down by 4 with a minute 42 to go. On the right side with it is Xander Brown. Driving layup, couldn't get it, but he drew the foul. Xander Brown's going to get a chance to go to the line and shoot 2 free throws.
Foul's going to be called on Griffin Kimmerling. On Kimmerling, his second personal foul, team foul. Number 4.
So at the free throw line, Xander Brown, he is 1 out of 2 from the line tonight. He has 3 points in the ballgame. Here shooting 2 shots. The first one is on the way. It's up. It's good. Now 2 out of 3 from the line with 4 points. Clock is down to a minute 37 to play in the third quarter. 38-35. The lead is 3 for South Holt. Xander Brown going to try and cut into that with this free throw. And it's up, and he does. He got them both. Brown hit a pair. So now it's a 2-point ball game, 38-36, with a minute and a half to play here in the third quarter. South Holt on the dribble, setting up their offense. Kate Kurtz. Oh, Kurtz looking underneath, and another misfire on the pass, looking for Garrett Geyer, and another turnover.
That's a bunch of them. We don't keep track of turnovers, Randy.
Boy.
We got a full sheet. A
lot of missed opportunities here for South Holt turning the ball over. Under the basket in the corner, a 3 from the right side is up and good. Nailing the 3, Ian Wojcinka, 3-ball corner pocket, put it down. And that switches the lead back to Mid-Buchanan, 39-38 with a minute 8 to go here.
Oh, nice.
All the way driving, lay-in up and good. Beautiful pass as they found Kendall Noland. Noland now has 10 points, all of them here in the third quarter. And that puts South Holt back up by 1, 40-39. Here's a steal on the baseline. And coming up with the basketball into fourth court is Kate Kurtz. 48 seconds to go. Kurtz flips it to the right side to Tylan Prusman. Lobs into the corner. Down deep baseline left side, Garrett Geyer. Inside driving, laying up and good by Tylan Prusman. Not sure how he did that, but he got the basket. Quickly, the other way comes Mid-Buchanan under the basket. Ball is tipped away and stolen with 29 seconds. Down court pass. Noland had to save it from going out of bounds. Gets it back to his teammate. The ball is loose. Sloppy ball handling. South Holt still has the basketball. In the corner, Prusman. Prusman is going to go down. He'll be fouled. And he will be shooting 2 here. We're past the 5 common fouls per quarter. Prusman will be at the line to shoot 2 with 17 seconds showing on the clock. Who's the foul on, Cody?
Foul's going to be called on Ethan Angst. On Angst, his third personal foul, team foul number 5 or 6.
So, at the free throw line, Tylan Prusman shooting two shots with 17 seconds to play in the third quarter. His team up by three, 42-39. Prusman's first free throw misses everything. Came up short. He'll get another attempt. Well, Southold hasn't had a lot of chances to practice free throws here. They've been playing football.
We talked about that, too.
Yeah, we did. Prusman's second free throw is on the way. This one rims around, and it's off. Missed them both. Missed free throws. And it's 12 seconds to play in the quarter, 42-39. Southold by three. In the corner, looking for the three to tie, doesn't take it. On the dribble, now penetrating inside, jump shot is up and good. Nice move, Ian Wojcinkov, right at the buzzer, got it down, and that trims the lead to 42-41. After three quarters, we'll take a one-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
How do you make the most of your land? Well, Shaw does it with a John Deere 1025R tractor. He can
make the earth take the shape that I want it to take.
While the Allen use a John Deere 3032E tractor to
grow about 9 acres of flowers.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. How will you make the most of yours? Nothing runs like a deer.
Visit Hiawatha Implement at our locations in Hiawatha and Mound City, or visit HiawathaImplement.com to learn more.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
42-41, Southold up by one. 8 minutes left to go in regulation, and here to describe the action again is Cody Schwong.
A good one going into the fourth quarter. Fresh 8 minutes up on the clock. Mid-buck basketball, the Dragons have it. Moving from our left to our right, dressed in the green jerseys tonight. With the basketball up top is Rafe Smith. He'll pass it off to the right side, Brenton, in the bottom corner. In the right corner, now top of the key, is intercepted by Hayes Weller. Weller, coast to coast, up to the steal. Tries to put a shot up. It's blocked away by Wojcinkov. It goes to Cade Brenton for mid-buck. Back the other way. Smith finds Wojcinkov. Left corner three, up and good. Ian Wojcinkov knocks down a three-pointer. He's got two of them in this half, and the mid-buck Dragons take the lead 44-42. With 7 minutes to play, 7 minutes, 20 seconds to play, fourth quarter. Southold back the other way. Metzger, had a good look at Prusman under the basket, trying to get it under to Prusman. He was cutting to the basket.
Now, you've got some athletes out here, but you know what? They look like a basketball team that's only had a couple of days of practice.
Most definitely.
That's what they've got.
Most definitely. Two-point ball game, 44-42. The Knights back in that 1-3-1 zone now. Xander Brown's going to drive it in from the right side and dish it off to Cade Brenton underneath the basket. He'll miss the shot. Offensive rebounded by Ethan Angst. Puts the shot up, can't go down. There's Kendall Nolan with the rebound and a whistle and a foul after Kendall Nolan grabbed that ball.
I wouldn't want to play these kids in January.
Yeah.
They get their legs under them here. Why? They're going to be a good basketball team. That foul is going to be on Cade Brenton. On Brenton, that is his first personal. And team foul number one, of course, of the quarter.
Mid-buck backing back out of their full court pressure now. They head back. They were in it for a while, back out of it now. Now they're in a 1-3-1 zone. So a couple of zone defenses. Cade Kurtz has it at the free throw line, passes underneath the Prusman, back outside it goes Weller. Weller will drive, short corner jump shot, won't go down. Prusman tries to tip it out of there, but an over-the-back call, I believe, is going to be the call.
Tylan Prusman will be called for his third personal, team foul number one of the quarter on Southold. 6.5 minutes to go in this one. It's 44-42. Mid-Buchanan now with the two-point advantage.
That's four Knights players with three personal fouls apiece. That'll be crucial coming down the line here. 42-44, as Randy said. Two-point lead for Mid-Buck with the basketball. This is Ian Campbell with it on the right side, trying to get it underneath to Ank, and I believe they're going to call another foul.
Cade Kurtz is going to get tagged for this one on Cade. It is his first personal. Team foul number two on South Holt.
Fouls and fouls and fouls tonight, Randy.
A lot of them.
This nightcap has been a little foul heavy. Underneath the basket, Mid-Buck. Ian Campbell has it. Back out top it goes. Ethan Engst to the free throw line. Cutting to the basket is Wojcinka on the left side. He puts a shot up. Won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called, sending Ian Wojcinka to the free throw line.
Just past the top of the hour, time to remind you once again, you're in tune with KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Sunny, 101.3, Fall City.
Wojcinka at the free throw line. First one up and good. That makes him 3-for-3 on the evening. Wojcinka. 14
foul,
points.
That foul, by the way, was on Kate Kurtz, his second, team foul number 3.
Kurtz pick up his second. Wojcinka at the free throw line. Shot on the way up off back iron this time. Nolan with the big rebound for South Holt. A 3-point game. The Knights trail by 3, and now there's going to be a turnover. Nolan was trying to dish it off to Prusman on the left side, going full speed ahead.
Coach Kobe Moore is trying to get his cagers to just to settle down, slow down. We're not in that big a hurry.
Yep.
And maybe eliminate some of these careless turnovers.
Back on defense are the Knights. Right side with it's Rafe Smith for mid-buck. Cross-court pass with Wojcinka. Now Angst has it in the bottom left corner, far side of the court. Wojcinka tries to get a pass down to Rafe Smith. Ball's going to go out of bounds, and South Holt will retain possession.
Did Kate Kurtz get away with a touch there?
I couldn't tell.
He looked awfully guilty. Kind of like at volleyball when they play the replay and see if the finger moved. Did they touch it? We'll see.
Knights basketball. Metzger picks up his dribble at the volleyball spike line in the front court. Him and Prusman play catch with it back and forth. Now Weller has it in the bottom corner.
My goodness.
And now another turnover is going to be a thing as Weller was trying to throw it over to Metzger. Now a timeout on the court, 45-42, a little sloppy now. We're going to take a timeout on the court, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny
101.3. My name is Cody Shawong. Randy Gatula joining along this evening. Our final of 11 games brought to you is the first of this week. It's Mid-Buck in South Holt. 45-42, Mid-Buck in front here at the 5:18 mark of the fourth quarter. Here's a pass inside to Wojcinka up off the glass on the inbound. Wojcinka scores the basket. And into the front court, facing a 5-point deficit now, are the Knights of South Holt.
We got someone down here.
Now we got a little...
We've got a medical emergency here at the scorer's table. And we're going to break away and take a timeout and send it back to the studios for a one-minute break here on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Den has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Den's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sist, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, everyone breathing a big sigh of relief here as Mid-Buchanan head coach Bryce Kemper is being held back to his feet. He had momentarily collapsed here in front of the scorer's table and was stretched out on the floor, and was concerned that he had lost consciousness there, but they got to him quickly, and now he is back on his feet and appears to be recovering rather quickly. They got him a drink of water. That was a frightening moment there when he went down right in front of the scorer's table. We do have a timeout on the floor. We're going to keep it here and kind of update you on where we stand. The clock shows 5 minutes and 3 seconds to play in the basketball game. Our score 47-42, Mid-Buchanan leading South Hold. And Coach Kemper's actually up talking to his players, and just moments ago, he appeared to be unconscious. He was down on the floor, and they've helped him back to the bench now. And he, they put a cold pack on the back of his neck, perhaps just maybe got a little dehydrated or overheated, but he was down and out. That was a frightening moment or two there, but we're going to be ready to move back to live basketball action here. Coming out of that timeout with 5:03 to go, the basketball is going to belong to South Hold. And once again, here's Cody.
It's a 5-point game, 47-42, Mid-Buck in front here. It'll be South Hold basketball on the far side, right at midcourt. They'll have the opportunity to inbound it into the backcourt here. The referee's still talking to the coaches. Now they got things squared away. We're ready for play. Hear the whistle. It inbounded to the backcourt to Metzger. Metzger will have it back there. 5 minutes to play in the ball game. A good one so far. A 5-point game as we stand right now. Metzger with the ball. He picks up his dribble, gets it off to Prusman at the top of the key. Right side it goes Hayes Weller. Weller back over to Metzger on the left side, looking to get the ball moving once again. Prusman has it. Volleyball spike line. The three of those play catch out top. Looking to cross court pass to Metzger. Has an open look for three from the left corner. Off back iron won't go down. There's Cade Kurtz with an offensive rebound for South Holt. He'll drive the basketball along the baseline, has it stripped out of his hands, thrown over into the hands of Ian Campbell. Campbell will bring it down the court for Mid-Buck. Off to the left side, Wojcinka. Wojcinka to the free throw line, finds Rafe Smith, open three-pointer in the left corner, up and good. Rafe Smith knocks down a three-pointer. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Now it's an 8-point lead for Mid-Buck.
Not time to panic yet. There's still 4:09 to play in the ball game.
Here's another turnover, stolen away by Wojcinka. Ahead to Smith. Ray Smith has it blocked away by Prusman, but there's Kate Brinton on the follow shot. Brinton scores the putback layup, and it's a 10-point game, 52-42. Timeout on the court. 3:55 to play, fourth quarter, 52-42. Mid-Buck in front of South Holt here. We'll be back in 30 seconds on Sunny, 101.3.
Hey everybody, this is Bart from Farm and City Supply in Falls City, Nebraska. Harvest time is now upon us. Come on in for all your harvest needs, whether it's hydraulic oil, roller chain, V-belts, Carhartt workwear, new Fill-Rite fuel pump, whatever it is you need, we're always here to help. We've got a great line of nuts and bolts, anything you need for harvest time, so give us a call, come on in. Farm and City Supply, we'll keep you cutting.
Sunny 101.3.
Have not scored yet in this fourth quarter. We've played half the fourth quarter, and the Knights have been held scoreless. On the other side, the Dragons have scored
11.
Yeah, here in the fourth quarter.
11 to nothing. 11-0 run here in the first 4 minutes and 5 seconds. Our score was 42-41 at the end of three quarters. They put up 11 unanswered points in this fourth period, largely because of the South Hole turnovers.
Yeah, most definitely. And like we talked about, it'll get cleaned up. It's early in the season here, not having too many practices together, getting back into basketball shape. Back with the basketball are the Knights, as Quindle Nolan had the basketball at the free throw line. He's going to be fouled by Cade Brinton. Not into the bonus yet.
Been a while since I've seen a player raise his hand to acknowledge. that used to be the rule.
Yeah.
You had to raise your hand when you committed a foul.
It's always not me.
That would sure be helpful.
Lob pass inside, stolen away by Ian Campbell for the Dragons. Back the other way comes Mid-Buck. Off to the left side is Wojcinka. Wojcinka dribble to the top of the key. Now off to the right side, Smith. Smith on the attack. He'll lose it. Slips out of his hands. It's going to go out of bounds. I think it'll stay with Mid-Buck. A South Hole player touched it last. Inbounding the basketball will be Ian Campbell on the left side of his own basket. near the gym doors, the far side of the court. Inbound passes deep into the front court to Smith. Smith to the basket, kicks out to Angst in the right corner. Top of the key ends up in the hands of Wojcinka. Wojcinka dribbles to the top of the key. Now he'll throw up a shot at the free throw line that won't fall. Kendall Nolan will clear the rebound.
You wonder at what point does Mid Buchanan slow it down a little bit here?
Now it's stolen away the other way. Down court pass to Ian Campbell. Up and good on the layup. Ian Campbell gets the layup to go after a steal. Back the other way come the Knights. Facing a 12-point deficit now. A blocking foul is going to be called as Kate Kurtz was trying to make a move to the basket there.
Foul is going to be called, I believe, on Ian Campbell. And that will be... Oh, no, check that. Foul is going to be on Kate Britton, his third personal.
Clock shows 3 minutes to play. Prusman, three-pointer, look from the right corner that won't fall. Now it's safe from going out of bounds. Ian Campbell gets it. Down court pass to Rafe Smith, up off the glass and good. Rafe Smith with a bucket under the hoop. 56-42, mid-buck in front. Prusman into the front court, gets it down to Kurtz in the corner. Now here's a pass that's going to be turned over as the ball hits the scores table. They were trying to throw it across the court to Prusman. The ball's going to go out of bounds.
Colby Morris has seen enough. He's clearing the bench. Bringing him in. He's putting Zachary Schumann into the ball game, also into the contest. Griffin and Kemmerling back in there. Off the bench, Trevor Mark checking in. Tate Morris making his first appearance tonight. Five new ball players out there.
Mid-buck basketball with 2:30 to play. Here's a pass inside to Wojcinka. Wojcinka went up for the layup, had it blocked away, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Griffin Kimmerling as Wojcinka was moving to the hoop there.
That'll be Kimmerling's third personal foul. Team foul number five, or number four. This is a shooting foul.
Wojcinka's had the hot hand here tonight. Free throw on the way up and good that time. He is now 3-4 out of 5. With another one on
and
the way.
And 17 points also.
17 points for Wojcinka. On the way, second free throw, good. Now 18 in the ball game. It's 57-42 in favor of Midbuck. South Holt with the basketball. Tate Morris. Morris cross-court pass to Trevor Mark. Back over to Morris on the right side. Still facing his 1-3-1 zone defense of Midbuck. Aggressive 1-3-1 defense. Now Mark has it. Back and forth it goes with Morris. Clock's down to 2:05. Now the ball is going to be stolen away by Rafe Smith. Smith to the hoop, up off the glass and good. Rafe Smith scores another bucket. He's now into double figures with 12. Back the other way comes Garrett Geyer with the basketball for South Holt. Into the left corner. Towards us, gets to Mark back outside. It goes to Geyer. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Rafe Smith trying to get to that loose ball.
On Smith, that is his first personal. Team foul, I think, just number four. Yes, it is.
A new group in for Midbuck. Porter Pearson out there for the Dragons, as well as Aiden Admire. A three-pointer by Geyer won't go down. Rebound by the newly inserted Jaden Hathaway. Hathaway got the rebound. Now here come the Dragons on the other side. Hathaway at the top of the key with the basketball. He'll hold it there, drives it to the right elbow, back out to Porter Pearson. Pearson, through traffic, dishes it off to Admire. Admire making the move to the rim, had it blocked away by Geyer, got his own rebound, and on the second effort, got a foul called on Garrett Geyer, I believe.
Admire's going to be at the line shooting. That was the fifth team foul.
Admire at the line.
On Geyer, his first personal, by the way.
No points yet this evening. First free throw on the way up. Short off front iron won't go down. Sub into the game. Quinton Burton coming in for the Midbuck Dragons. Fox shows 1:21 to play.
Burton, a 6'4 freshman, seeing the floor tonight.
The South Hold Knights still looking to find the first basket of this fourth quarter. Second free throw on the way up and no good for Admire. Pulling down the rebound is Zachary Schumann.
Seven,
pulled down the rebound.
Nearly 7 scoreless minutes here in this fourth quarter. We're down to 1:10 to go in the ball game. Not a single point by South Holt in this period.
Another turnover by South Holt. Here comes Midbuck back to this end of the court. Pearson, Porter Pearson with the basketball. Goes over to the left side, Quinton Burton. Now back over to the right side. Now to the top of the key. That's Admire off to Hathaway. Hathaway will throw up a shot. There's Quentin Burton trying to battle for the rebound with Schumann. It's going to go out of bounds, stay with mid-buck.
Here's Xander Howell checking into the lineup for South Old. 5'5 senior, seeing his first action tonight in the ballgame. Met up with Xander and his family down in St. Joe after the game at Plattsburgh and visited with him.
45 seconds to play. Inbound pass comes in. It's blocked away. It rebound comes down to Quentin Burton. Can't control it. Offensive rebound up and good for Aiden Admire. Admire scores the bucket. The score is now 62-42 with 30 seconds to play here, fourth quarter. Garrett Geyer with the basketball for South Holt in the left corner. Back out top it goes Tate Morris. He'll shoot a jumper from the top free throw line up and good.
First 2 points of the period there. Tate Morris, they come with 20 seconds to go.
20 seconds to go. Tate Morris enters the scorebook and gives South Holt their first 2 points in the fourth. 62-44, 10 seconds on the clock, and Mid-Buck's going to be okay holding this thing out. That's going to take us to our final of 62-44, 2 seconds, 1 second. Mid-Buck's coming out victorious. They'll move on to the championship game on Friday or Saturday night, probably Saturday night. 62-44, the final. Mid-Buck over South Holt. We'll take a two-minute timeout and come back, wrap you up with our post-game show to finish off our evening. Here enjoying high school basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Heller Martial Arts in Fall City offers more than taekwondo, kickboxing, and Krav Maga defense classes. We can come to you for a self-defense seminar for your business group. Seminars can be tailored to your needs. You can also have your next birthday party at our location. Let us host and entertain. Call to find out more, 402-380-3383. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This holiday season, join us in making a difference in our community. Each year, Nemaha County Hospital proudly sponsors the Nemaha County Gives Back effort. This invaluable fundraiser provides food and gifts to our neighbors in need, right here in our own community. Every dollar raised stays local, impacting those who need it most. Your generous, tax-deductible donation can be made online at nemahacountyhospital.com. Let's make this holiday season a little brighter for everyone. Nemaha County Gives Back, because giving is the true spirit of the season.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our post-game show is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agent in Auburn and in Fall City.
All right, let's take a look at the final numbers. First of all, the final score, 62-44, Mid-Buchanan with the win over South Holt. South Holt suffered a scoring drought in that fourth quarter, managed only 2 points, and those came with 20 seconds to play when Tate Morris came off the bench and hit a jump shot. The only 2 points of the fourth quarter for South Holt. Let's look at the numbers here for the individuals. Kendall Nolan led the way in scoring. He was in double figures, had 10 points, got all of those in the third quarter. Right behind him scoring 9 points was Hayes Weller, 9 points also for Cole Metzger. 4 points tonight by Griffin Kemmerling, Cade Kurtz with 4 points, adding two, as we said, was Tate Morris right there at the end for their total of 44. From the free throw line, South Holt hit only 3 out of 10 shots from the charity stripe, 3 of 10 from the free throw line for the Knights. Now the numbers for the Mid-Buchanan Dragons. Three players in double figures. Ian Wojcinka led the way with 18 points. Rafe Smith had 12. Carter Campbell added 11. Moving on down the line, Ian Campbell was 6. 5 points for Xander Brown. Chipping in 4 was Cade Britton. And then 2 points each for Chris Kowalowicz and Ian Campbell for their total of 62. From the charity stripe for the Dragons, 13 out of 20. They shot twice as many and made 10 more than South Hole. 13 of 20 from the free throw line. 62-44, your final score. Mid-Buchanan with the win over South Hole. Recapping the other scores from the games here one more time from earlier this afternoon and this evening. In the girls' game at 4:30, it was Mound City over East Atchison, 59-34. The 6 o'clock game saw LeBlanc defeating the Mound City boys, 66-43. The 7:30 contest in the girls' bracket, it was LeBlanc over Mid-Buchanan, 38-32, and then just now, 62-44, Mid-Buchanan with the win. We invite you to tune in to Sunny 101.3 throughout the day tomorrow. John Nixon will have announcements for you as for our coverage coming up on Friday and Saturday. We will be back here in Mound City as our live coverage of this Mound City tournament continues. So that's about going to wrap her up for tonight's live broadcast of high school basketball. For Cody Swong here in Mound City, and for our producer, engineer, Seth Thompson, back in the Sunny Studios, I'm Randy Gatula. The final score in this last one, the Mid-Buchanan Dragons, 62, South Holt, 44. Good night, Northwest Missouri. You've been listening to High School Basketball on Sunny 101.3.
Thanks for joining us here on Sunny 101.3 for today's coverage of high school basketball. Remember, for complete up-to-date scores, standings, and results, log on to mscsports.net. Join us next time for high school basketball right here on Sunny 101.3.